Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fourth and final hour on this Thursday afternoon, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, as Predators General Manager David Poile is now addressing the media via a Zoom call right now. We had former Predators captain and now current Montreal Canadiens captain Shea Weber start last hour of the program, had a great conversation with Shea, and now we anticipate a great conversation like we do every Thursday at 1 o'clock with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet. Elliot, how you doing?
That's a lot of pressure. Like, I'm following Shea Weber, and I'm on at the same time as David Poile. The odds are against me here, so I'll have to deliver.
Well, we did have a great conversation with Shea. It had been a while since we've been able to catch up with him on the radio show, and, you know, it's too bad because, as we talked about with you, and he was aware of it, that, you know, if that game would have happened here in April at the end of the season, what was that? That game was set for on April 1st. That was not a joke.
Yep.
April 1st here, that would have been career game 1,000 for Shea Weber, and that would have been a special night here in Nashville.
Well, what this means, guys, is that we have to petition. As a gentleman who's in charge of scheduling for the NHL, his name is Steve Hetsopetros. We have to petition him to do the math next year and to make sure that on whatever, I think he needs 10 more games for 1,000. We have to make sure that that game next year is in Nashville against the Predators, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
I'd sign up for that.
100%. Where do we sign? In ink.
Because I think 900 was here too.
Was it?
Oh, really?
I didn't realize that.
I didn't remember that. Huh. Why is that the first time you've brought that up, Chase?
Everybody has to tweet at the NHL account. We have to find Steve's email, and we have to say, Steve, whatever you guys do, and we got to see if we play any regular season games before the summer playoffs, and then we got to make sure we do the math right. Montreal at Nashville, whatever that game is. And if not, we're storming the offices in New York City.
I love it. I think we can get behind that. We endorse what Elliot Freeman is saying here in Nashville. We endorse that message. So yesterday or the other day in the LA Times, there was a column about, you know, the NHL just needs to just forget trying to get this regular season in, that just needs to go away from the conversation. What did you make of that, and where do you think we are here, sitting here today in the middle of April?
I read like a lot of columns like just cancel the season and stuff like that, and I'm against that kind of thing. If there's fans out there who need the money from tickets that they put away for tickets or anything like that, I think that's one thing that, you know, teams are going to definitely have to look at. But in terms of just canceling the whole season, I don't understand why anyone would think a league would do that. I was just reading a story, actually. The NBA apparently has a conference call tomorrow,
yep,
and there appears to be a lot of glowing optimism that they are going to try something. And if you heard the commissioner yesterday on Fox Business, he sure made it sound like they are going to try something. I had some conversations this week with Pierre Dorion, who's the general manager of the Ottawa Senators, and Todd McClellan, who's the head coach of the LA Kings. And I would think if there's a playoffs this year, neither one of those teams would be in it. But they were both operating under the mindset that they're going to play again. Like, Todd McClellan told me that they haven't had video calls with their players yet because they don't want their players to take those as season-end meetings and get into, like, the mental mindset that the regular season for them is over. So that says to me that at least these teams believe it's still a possibility. The more I think about it, guys, the more I'm thinking if, like, places like college campuses are going to end up where these games could be. you know, like a lot of colleges are talking about now, they may not reopen next year. And if something like this happens, and again, we're a bit talking out of our butts now because we're all speculating, right? Like, nobody's doing anything until they're given the okay, all clear to do it. But I'm beginning to wonder if, like, places like college campuses with dorm rooms and rink, especially if they have multiple rinks and, you know, the university testing facilities and stuff like that, I wonder if that's going to be the kind of thing that ends up being the case if you can't go to a major city.
Yeah. By the way, you said Ottawa, and it sparked me. We had Julie Turris on yesterday, Kyle Turris' wife, and we had a fun, fun conversation with her yesterday. That was a lot of fun. It always had. She's joined us before, but she's been putting out some funny videos.
You do not want to be on Julie Turris' bad side. I've learned that over the years.
She had some great stories. I don't know if you saw the latest video of her cutting Kyle's hair, but she put that video out there.
Check this out.
Yeah, you need to check it out. But to your point on what you were just saying, Elliot, David Poile just said on the Zoom call, I'm just reading some of his quotes. He said, "We need to get our arms around the fact that if the NHL is to return this season, it will likely be in empty buildings and possibly neutral sites." So to your point, there you go.
I think he's 100% right. Fans are such a critical part of any sporting experience. I just can't see any way. I shouldn't say that. There's always a way. But I would say that I think it's unlikely that we're going to expect fans. I think the odds are firmly stacked against the idea of fans being at games this year. So I think we have to be prepared for that. And I do think that neutral sites, I mean, there's no chance we're going to be playing in, you know, New York anytime soon. If you listen to the mayor of L.A., it's very unlikely we're going to be playing in L.A. or Governor Newsom, what he's saying out there in California anytime soon. So either you're going to places that have facilities with low population density in your league or you're going to neutral sites. And, I mean, the other thing that we have to deal with, guys, in the NHL is there's some players who are overseas and, you know, what travel is going to be allowed, where they're going to be able to go to. And I mean, that's months away, but I think David is totally right in saying neutral sites, no fans.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet. Elliot, yesterday, I think it was, we kept reading a quote because it's given us some hope here, but Dr. Anthony Fauci has been front and center, as you know, as a key spokesperson among the health professionals. We lean on everything he says, and he gave it somewhat of an endorsement in a Snapchat talk saying that this could work. If you did it right, it could work. Is there an equivalent up in Canada of somebody that is kind of given the same type of thumbs up or green light of this possibility, or if some health officials up there said, wait a minute, we got a lot to think about here?
I think it's more the latter. Like, our Dr. Fauci is a lady by the name of Dr. Teresa Tam. And, you know, there hasn't been a lot in terms of that kind of a thing. You know, we, unfortunately in Canada, one of our, one of the biggest stories here has been the devastation over through nursing homes in some of our cities. Like, Montreal's got a particularly bad one. And their newspaper up there, the Montreal Gazette, did a story about one particular nursing home that made my blood boil. So I think right now we're kind of focusing more on that as opposed to sporting events. The city of Toronto, and I obviously, as you guys know, I live in Toronto, they've banned major public gatherings through June 30th. They didn't specifically say that targeted sporting events, but I think we all know what it means. The city of Calgary, not Calgary, but Calgary, they banned public events also until June 30th and said that did include sporting events. So I don't think that anybody here is expecting anything happening really anywhere, at least before the end of June.
Well, one thing you touched on in your latest 31 thoughts, and it's funny, Michael Delzato, who briefly played here, and I think he's played for over half the teams in the league, maybe two-thirds, three-quarters of the teams at some point.
Yeah.
But hilarious personality, funny guy for sure. And he basically said, listen, I'm trying to stay in shape. I hate cardio. And it dawns on me that you think about the hundreds of players in the league, they have to be all over the map in what they've tried to do individually to stay in shape, right? So when they gather, if and when that day comes, I would have to think all the strength and conditioning coaches are going to have to do some sort of assessment to be able to say, okay, man, this guy's way behind. This guy's coming in pretty decent shape, but we've got to catch up everybody.
Yes, I think that's why Peloton orders are way up. That's number one. That's a big deal right now. I think that, one of the things I didn't put in that Todd McClellan told me was that he's interested in seeing, which kind of guys do show up in good shape. Like, who goes the extra mile? Who finds a way to make sure they're okay? Some players have joked that they're doing prison workouts, right? With the push-ups and stuff like that. We interviewed in our podcast the former Washington Capitol, Brooks Like, and he has he's always been in dynamite shape, and he's been sending workouts out there. Connor McDavid did it. So I think that you can do something. Obviously, there's a limit to what you can do. The most interesting thing I heard is for the players who went home to Sweden, Sweden's got different rules right now than most countries. They are allowing you to have groups there of up to 50. So I've been told there are players skating. So if you have Swedes on your team, maybe you get a little bit of an advantage there.
Yeah, Julie told us that yesterday, that they're a little bit more lax.
And I was reading that, too, and I know there's some concern, too, I'm sure, from some health people saying, well, they're doing this, but what will be the effect, of the spread, as a result? So you keep your fingers crossed that everybody stays safe that's over there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody really knows if that's going to work or if it's a good idea, but we all know they're trying it, right? So we'll see. Like I said, I hope we all find something that works in the next few months.
Elliot Friedman with us from Sportsnet. I was reading some things, too, in your 31 thoughts about draft prep and how much that has changed. And, here in the States, we've been talking about the NFL draft coming up next week and how they're going to do that. But what are some things you've learned about all of the draft preparation going on right now with NHL GMs?
Well, I mean the teams are still allowed to talk to prospects, right? Like, I know that's happening. They're setting up Zoom calls or phone calls, and they're talking to the prospects. They're allowed to interview them. They're not allowed to do, like, they can't put a camera on you and say, do this workout for us. That's really not been allowed. So you can't do that. But you can still interview people. A couple of teams told me, it's like any sport, the playoffs really separate a lot of players. If you play well in the playoffs, your stock tends to go up. The reverse if you don't play well. And now this year, because we don't get playoffs in all of these amateur leagues, a couple of teams told me that the ratings they were getting in on players were more different than usual. You'd have guys on lists that were kind of all over the map internally on a team. And, Dorion, it's a big draft for them in Ottawa. They've got two very high picks. And, he said that wasn't the case for him. But I know for some teams that's certainly been happening. Like anything else, it's challenging. I think, one thing that I know, there's a lot of teams that use more video scouting now. And he said that if you use video only, it's dangerous. But if you use video with the eye test, they think it's very helpful. So it'll be interesting to see if any teams this year feel that they didn't get enough looks at a player, a top prospect. I think be curious to see if anybody's worried about that. The other thing, guys, that some people said to me was, if the playoffs go past Labor Day, that's when the junior teams and the NCAA teams, they really start getting together again. And they're wondering, if you were like a top pick, and you knew there was a chance you'd get to go at least start your year or get a chance to start your year in the NHL, how is everybody going to feel about, if the draft is after Labor Day, do you start practicing with your junior or your college team? and then leave? Or do you just not play because you don't want to risk injury? Or, you know, how is everybody going to feel about all this? And I don't think anybody has an answer to that question right now, but it's something that did come up to me as I was talking to people this week. Like, what do you do with those guys who are going to be high picks, and how would the junior teams feel about, oh, you get him 2 months to start the season, he leaves you in November for a training camp or October for a training camp or something? We don't have the answers, but I thought it was interesting some people mentioned that to me.
Well, and I find that interesting, too, and it's along the lines of my next question. You know, let's say this goes on for a little longer and they get the season going at the end of July and they do want to finish the regular season. What does that mean for coaching decisions? I mean, if you're a GM, if you're a team, do you go ahead and maybe make a change because you know you're not really going to have much of an off season to get a new coach in or an assistant or what have you? Do you think that that's something that's being discussed?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would tend to believe it's actually saved some jobs. That's what people seem to think to me. The other thing, too, now is it's also really hard to do a good coaching search. Like one guy who I'm waiting to interview is, because I reached out to him, he didn't want to do it until after their search was done. The University of Vermont just hired a new coach, a guy named Todd Woodcroft, who was Paul Maurice's assistant in Winnipeg. I know how much you guys love the Jets. So he's leaving Winnipeg to go be the head coach there. And I wanted to talk to this athletic director just about how hard it is to do a coaching search in the middle of this. And, you know, I think that that's like New Jersey, for example, was in kind of a president of hockey operations search. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what does this all mean? Can you do a proper search in front when you can't meet with people, really? And I think that's a conversation a lot of teams are having. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe some teams or coaches decide, you know what, we're gonna keep the people we have, and we're gonna punt this decision down the road in the future.
Ellie, you did well as always. Thanks for doing this. You and the family continue to be safe. I hope we scored some points with your 8-year-old son. We pulled dad away again this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Well, we all know that Shea Weber, David Poyle, that, those guys, low bar. It was easy to jump over them, right?
Oh, good to see you. Have a great weekend, or good to hear from you.
All right, guys. You too, guys. Have a great week.
All right, Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet. Hockey night in Canada when there is hockey, and 31 thoughts. Go check it out. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.